Hi, I'm Katie Moore, the STD epidemiologist with the state of Georgia, and I'm going to speak today about a project we did to improve the gonorrhea treatment data. So sometimes people ask us why we're even following gonorrhea at all, because some of the outcomes aren't as bad as some of the other diseases. But one of the reasons is that it is considered an urgent threat level for antibiotic resistance. So it was at the same threat level as CRE and C. diff in this 2013 CDC report. And the drug resistance of concern is cefixime, ceftriaxone, azithromycin, and tetracycline, which a lot of those are the recommended drugs currently. So in 2010, these were the STD treatment guidelines. They've just released 2015 treatment guidelines, but for this analysis, we use the 2010 ones just because most of the data was from that time period. So the main change for 2015 was that they wanted dual treatment, so ceftriaxone and azithromycin are the recommended regimens. And then with the 2010 ones, they allowed for azithromycin 2 grams in a single oral dose. So this is our 2013 data, and this, it was kind of considered the baseline data because it was before we started doing some of our interventions. And I divided it by public health department cases and private provider cases because our interventions were mainly targeting the public health department cases to start with. And so for recommended treatment, 41.5%, and then missing treatment, 20.36% for those public health department cases. So we wanted to get those numbers up. And that was in contrast with private provider, 12% had recommended treatment and 73% had missing treatment. So a lot of the private providers in particular had missing treatment information. So the things that we did to try to improve this, we have monthly data work group calls that are with the district STD staff. And so we talked with them about these issues. And one of the things that we found pretty much right away was that they weren't entering data correctly for co-infected cases. So ones that had chlamydia and gonorrhea, they were entering the azithromycin on the chlamydia case and then the ceftriaxone on the gonorrhea case. So we worked with them to make sure that they were entering the correct treatment for each disease. We also send them monthly reports, so we added a tab on there to show which of the cases were missing treatment or had the not recommended treatment. And then our database system is called SENS, and we worked on the drop-down menus to make sure that it was easier to enter the treatment information correctly. So originally we had things like azithromycin and Zithromax and things like that, so we just tried to kind of combine those, make it a little bit simpler. And we also added a little, in parentheses, recommended or alternative, just to let them know that they were using recommended or alternative treatments. And this was live for both the public health departments but also the private providers, so they were able to see that as well. And then we removed any drugs that were not recommended or alternatives. So we didn't really have a ton of these, but there were just a few that were maybe for other diseases or things like that. So we just took them out and just added an other. And then we kind of followed this all up with district technical assistance calls that just kind of worked on any other little details that people were confused about. We ran into with this one that our SEND system wasn't reporting all the cases for the public health departments to them. So there were a few where maybe like one county health department was left out or something like that. So we had to just fix some of those. So here was our 2014-2015 data. So this, like, 2014 is when we started these projects all the way through 2015. So you can see a very nice improvement there. Recommended treatment went from 69.5% in 2014 up to 90.7% in 2015. And missing treatment went down to just 5% of the cases. And private providers, you can see, actually improved a little bit at the same time, 14.78 up to 21.15%. So this may be due to some of those drop downs and other things that we did, but we didn't really target them for the most part. And you can see it's 10,000 cases in 2014 and 12,000 in 2015. So there are a lot of cases, but that is the next area that we'll be working on. And then this is just looking specifically at that public health treatment data just to see what the different problems were. So you can see in 2013, a lot of the problem was the ceftriaxone only group. And so that really does point to that co-infection problem. So in 2015, we went down to just 2. And in 2015, we only had 46 cases with not recommended. And I think the main problem with that is the not recommended ones, they probably had other diseases like syphilis or something like that and only entered that data, not the gonorrhea data. So that's another thing to work on. So our further work, so we're working to try to improve the private provider, but like I said, there's a lot of cases, so it's hard to look at every single one, but we want to try to contact some of the bigger providers, do a Dear Colleague letter, and then just update the drop-down menu for the 2015 treatment guidelines, update our disease report form, and then just monitor these treatment trends. And that's it. So I'd like to thank everybody that helped me on this project.